Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
You there, Jack?
Yeah.
Okay. Steve, are you there? Yeah, I don't think he is. I wasn't able to reach him, so.
Okay.
Yeah, he may join us. If not, I left him the information.
Okay.
Give me a second to get organized. For the first time, I'm doing this in a sitting down position, not driving, so I don't know what's going on.
No, oh, okay.
I'm just joking. It's a funny process. Okay. I'm reading from section 10 in the Shalach.
Which one?
So that the Shalach.
The Shalach, uh-huh.
Okay. And so it's verse 95.
Verse 95, which is?
Sadiq Hay, yes.
Okay, let me find it, hold on.
It starts out by Yasar et Ofan Merkavotav.
Okay, hold on, I haven't found it yet.
You get my email about Parnassah?
You think we can go over that and you read that? I scanned it and picked up on the Hebrew word that I understood, but I didn't pick up on everything even though I scanned it.
Okay, well, in the attachment has the English translation.
I read the translation for the prayer itself, but I haven't had a chance to read the parasha.
That's no problem, That's something good to say every day, actually, but, if you do it Motzi Shabbat normally, it's really a good thing to do for Parnassah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll do that. I'm going to print it so I can have it. I don't know why I can't find this, so go ahead and start. I try to.
Okay. So it's section 10, and he took off their chariot wheels, verse 95. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh edeinu kunenei aleinu maaseh edeinu kunenehu. Ve'asar et ofan merkavotav Rabbi Shimon patach ve'ere hachayot ha'vehine. Ofan echad ba'aretz ha'etzel ha'chayot ha'ikira ukmu ha ve'itbar aval tachatzi kudsha barichu ve'kola itchazem shultanuta dilei ve'shultane dila tade le'alam ulame almin. And he took off their chariot wheels. Rabbi Shimon opened the discussion with the verse, "Now, as I beheld the living creatures, behold one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures." This passage has been explained, and we studied it. Yet come and behold, the Holy One, blessed be He, shows His dominion in every way, and his dominion will not part for not depart forever and ever. Verse 96. Biavehan Natal Avraham Vikiyem Be Alma Diktiv Ele Toldot Hashemayim Vaharet Vehibaram Vukmuha Natil Yitak Vishatil Be Alma Dihu Kayam Lealmin Hahi Diktiv Ve'et veriti akrim ad yitzak natal Yaakov yotve kame Ve'ishta asha pachade Ve'it pa'ar be' ha'hidiktiv Yisrael asher b'cha et pa'ar. And he establishes his dominion through the patriarchs. He took Abraham and maintained the world through him. As written, these are the generations of the heavens and earth when they were created. And they explained it. Do not read it as Behibaram, but rather Be'Avraham. For heaven and earth had been maintained through him. He took Yitzhak and planted the world through him, so it should exist always. This is what is written. And my covenant will I establish with Yitzhak. And he took Yaakov and placed him before him, and was delighted with him, and glorified himself with him. This is what is written, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Verse 97. V'tachatzi Yaakov achid be'ilana, v'chaye dilet be'mota, Lealmin de kol chayin, v'chahu ilana, ishtach lalu v'yachav, chayin lekol inun de achidan be, ukich Yaakov la mit, v'ematai mit b'sha'ata, dikti v'yeesof, raglav el hamita hamita, Kada ahine mitato sheli shlomo begin divchai mitaketiv graglecha yordot mavet uvkich vaye esof raglav el hamita ketiv kedain vayigva vayasef el amav Ve'aved kudcha berichu Ve'yaakov shelimu Ve'avahan ha'hidiktiv Yaakov asher b'charticha. Come and see. Yaakov is attached to the tree of life, which never has any death in it. For all the living are established and perfected in this tree that gives life to all that grasp onto it. Therefore Yaakov did not die. And when did he die? It occurred when it was written, he gathered up his feet into the bed. The bed is as you say, behold, it is his litter, that of Solomon, which is Malchut. About this bed it is written, her feet go down to death. Therefore it is written, he gathered up his feet into the bed. And then, and he expired and was gathered unto his people. But as long as he held on to the tree of life, which is there on pin, he did not die, because death is only from the aspect of Malchut, as explained. Then the Holy One, blessed be he, made Yaakov the chosen among the patriarchs. This is what is written, Yaakov, whom I have chosen. Verse 98. Tachatzei kol mashiryan yilela v'kol inun v'tikin kuhu achidan ilain v'ilain dargin v'dargin ilain ilain v'ilain tatain v'chevavta kadisha alayhu v'kuhu oklusin umashir yan kuhu, nadlin tuchot yedaha, amemraha, nadlin ve'almemraha, sharan. Come and see. See all the legions of above that are drawn from the four companies of the Shekhinah, which are the wheels. All the chariots are entwined with each other, levels with levels. The upper and the lower evolve, the one from the other, and combine the one with the other. And there is a holy living creature over them, which is the Nukva. For there are four living creatures, as mentioned, and the Nukva is the fourth. All the multitude hosts and the legions travel under her command. They travel and camp according to her instructions. For all the chariots and the living creatures and the wheels possess only what they receive from this highest holy living creature. Vedahu hevata dekol she'ar hevata achidan ba ve'ishtal shalu v'gina kama hevan l'chevan v'itachadan dagin v'dagin v'kulhu ila'in v'tata'in azlin v'shatin v'yama ha'idiktiv ze'hayam gadol urchav yadayim sham remez ve'ein mispar v'gomer. This is the living creature that all the other living creatures hold on to, and from her evolved many other living creatures upon living creatures, meaning that many living creatures evolved one from another, and levels combine with levels. All those of above and of below go and swim in the sea, which is the Nukva, for those of above are included in her. They give forth influence to her, and the lower are included in her and receive from her. This is what is written. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are creeping things innumerable. Vekad salik yama galgalo, kulhu arbin salkin, nachtin vizapa, ishtakach, berucha takifa, azla, Ale bitkifu v'dune yama mitbadrin l'kol sitar ilain l'mizrach v'ilain l'ma'arav ilain l'tzafon v'ilain l'darom v'kol inun b'nei alma v'chama rashima alayhu nadlin lon uvalin Lone Bekafiriye Afra. When the sea raises its waves, which are judgments, all the ships go up and down, meaning they go up unto the heavens and down to the depths. It is a stormy and a strong wind blows over it powerfully, and the fish of the sea are scattered to every side, these to the east and these to the west, these to the north, and these to the south. These fish of the sea see a sign on all of the people of the world because of their sin, and they take them and swallow them in caves in the ground. Verse 101. V'kol arbin wanadlin me'atrayhu v'la salkin v'naftin bar machahu sha'ata re'ite Adibra b'yama, v'yada le'ashlema, rucha d'zapa, v'yama kevan d'salik, da'ale d'yama, shakich marivza, v'nacha ishtakach, ukdein kulhu, arbin azlin b'erach, mishar v'la satan, Lemina Ushmala Ahidiktiv Shamaniyot Vehalekun Livyatan Zeyatsarta Vashahak Sahek O Zedaika Dekolnu Mune Yamamit Kanshin Litrahu Vekolinun Evan Hadanala Vekhevan Hatla Ila Ahadan Hahidikti Vekol Hayat Hasadeya Shahaku Sham. None of the ships move from their places or go up or down except when the one leader of the sea arrives and knows how to settle and appease the stormy wind of the sea. As soon as he rises over the sea, it rests from its rage and becomes placid. Then all the ships continue on their straight course and do not turn right or left. This is what is written. There go the ships. This is the Leviathan, whom you have made to play therein. This is exact, which is the secret of Yesod of Zeranpin, that is called this, which is the secret of the central column. All the fish of the sea gather to their place, and all the animals rejoice with them, and the animals of the supernal field rejoice. This is what is written, where all the wild beasts play. Come and see, as it is above in Chesed Gvorah Tiferet of Zeranpin, so it is below in Netzach Hod and Yesod of Zeranpin. And what is below is also in the lower sea, which is Malchut. Another version, as it is above in Chesed Gvorah Tiferet of Zeranpin, so it is in the supernal sea, which is Bina. And as it is in the higher above, so it is down below in Netzach Hod and Yesod of Zeranpin. Whatever is down below is in the lower sea, which is Malchut. Verse 103. Gufa dehahu yamaha itarna vehavrana orka ufutya reshad udroin vegufa kola kimadi itsterich vekola bishme. It kere ukavnada ratata liyama diotata hakiname reshadi yama udroin diyama vagufa diyama. I have already commented to the friends about the body of that supernal sea, which is Bina. The length and breadth of it, the head and arms and the body are all as they should, and each is called by its throat, by its name. Similarly, below in the lower sea, which is Malchut, there is also the head of the sea, the arms of the sea, and the body of the sea. 104. Ketiv Zevulun Lechof HaYamin Yashkon VeHayema Had hava v'yadze, ela mai lehoch yamim, v'day uknuha avraya, v'lazad ilaya, v'yarkato al sidon, kada'a yote yerech, Yaakov zevulun shoka, v'bina v'gufa, Hava v'yam v'neret hava v'yadve u'mehaka ishtakach hilachzon litkelta. It is written, Zevulun shall dwell at the shore of the seas. He asked, but there was only one sea in his heritage. Why does it say at the shore of the seas? Meaning plural. He answers, but what does the shore of the seas mean? For the comrades certainly explained, It is in accordance with the supernal secret. And his border shall be at Sidon, is as it is written. Then came out of the loins also the thighs of Yaakov, for Zebulun was the right thigh of the body, which is Netzach. And therefore the Torah verse says, and his border also thigh. The Sea of Galilee was in his inheritance, and from here the purple fish is available for the purple dye. That's talking about Tehillet, the blue string and the tzitzit. Verse 105. Kach atzei, tama, rachikin, al ishtakachu, v'galgalo, dirtika, rachatin, bivchilu, v'la mitakve, inun samke, v'tika, v'nadla alechon, v'kein kuhu, tachate retika, v'imemana al mitzrae, uknucha retika, shalemata la ishtakach deha, k'tivi asa etofan, markevotav kama, Ratikin havo dehavo, natlin al chad samich, galgala deit paktu tu, alaihu kevan deit avar, chai neshul tanuta dile kulhu, ratikin itavaru, neshul tane chon avela natlu, Kiden kulhu letata itavaru Meshultanuta Iktiv al mitraim Vi al paro Vi al habot bo. Come and see how many chariots upon chariots there are, and the wheels of the chariot race speedily, and the supports of the chariot do not refrain from traveling on them. And it is so for all of them. Come and see, examine the chariot of the minister over Egypt. As was explained, there was no complete chariot to be found, as it is written, and he took off their chariot wheels. There were many chariots that traveled upon the support of one wheel that was appointed over them. As soon as it was removed from its dominion, then all the chariots were removed from their control, and could not travel. Then all of those below, in this world, were removed from their dominion, as is written. And Egypt, even Pharaoh, and all those who trust in him. Verse 106. Uv ahu zimna shultanuta, v'mitzrayim shalit al kol she'ar amin, kevan di'itzbar chela, Mitzrayim itbar, Chela d'sha'ar amin b'nalan, Diktiv az nevuchalu, Alufei adom v'gomer, Uktiv shamu amin, Yargazun v'gomer, Begin d'kulhu, Avo achidan p'pul t'chana, Mitzrayim v'achidan, Mitzrayim v'siyua Yechonu hahu zimna Kuhu ba'an v'siyua Mitzrayim li'itat kefa V'yalda kevan Yishamu u'givuran Yaved v'kudsha barichu Mitzrayim rafu yedechon Vela yakilu lemekam, v'izda azau kulhu, v'itbaru mishultanat hon. At that time, the government of Egypt ruled over all the other nations. As soon as the power of Egypt was crushed, the power of the other nations was broken. How do we know? for it is written, then the chiefs of Edom shall be amazed, and the people shall hear and be afraid, because at that time they were all attached to the service of Egypt. They depended upon service to help them. They depended upon Egypt to help them. And they all requested assistance from Egypt to strengthen themselves. Therefore, when they heard of the mighty acts that the Holy One, blessed be He, performed in Egypt, they were discouraged and were unable to stand firm. And they all quaked and trembled and lost their power. Verse 107. Itbaru begin hai chela, itbar bekad meta ukich, v'yasar et ofan markevotav, ketivi anachagehu, v'kvedut dehakad da itbar, lahavo azlin. Certainly, when their strength was broken above, the strength of all those attached to him was broken. For once the strength of all of them was broken above, all those below were broken because of that strength, which was broken first. Therefore, he took off his chariot wheels, namely the strength from above, as mentioned earlier, that they drove heavily. Once it was broken, they could not move. Verse 108. Sar et ofane mirkavotav o ofan mirkavto elayviasar et ofan markavotav begin hai chela de kulhu havo mitzabekan be. Come and see, it is so, for it is not written, and he took off his chariot wheels, or chariot wheel, meaning either both in plural or both in singular, but rather it is written, and he took off his chariot's wheel, wheel is singular, and his chariot is plural, and that is because wheel, the Hebrew ofan, is the power to which all of them were attached. As is written above, it is therefore written in the singular form.
Verse 109. Lehu hulak ulmecheve inun. Hulake hadahu diktiv uvo didka bakun uktiv v'yatem hadvekim bashem Elohechem bashem mamash uktiv ki Yaakov bachad lo ya uktiv ki chelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Hevel Nachalato Yapik Lon Mizara Kadisha Lemecheve Ulake Ve'alda Yahav Lon Oraita Kadisha Ila'a Geniza Tire Alfin Shinin Adla Yitpere Alma V'ha'it ma'uvgin rechimuta Dile Yahava v'Yisrael V'mechacha v'atra u'li'it tabaka ba. We can also explain, and he took off his chariot's wheel. Come and behold, happy is the portion of the children of Israel that the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to join with them and to be their portion, and that they should be his portion. This is what is written, and hold fast to him. And but you that did cleave to Hashem your Elohim, to Hashem indeed. It is also written, for Yah has chosen Yaakov for himself, and for Hashem's portion is his people. Yaakov is the lot of his inheritance, for he brought them forth from the holy seed to be his portion. This is not so for the other side and the nations of the world, which have no connection to Zeranpin. Therefore he gave them the holy Torah that was concealed 200 years before the world was created. And this has already been explained. Because of his love, he gave it to the children of Israel to follow and to cleave unto it. Verse 110. Kuhu achidan ilain bi ilain, dargin ve dargin ilain, ilain ve ilain tatain, ve haukuha tiktiv, ve hayam gadol ve chevata, kadisha alei, ve kulhu uklosin, ve shamashiryan, kulhu nadlin pechot yada, Al memra nadlin, lehu memra sharan, deidana dehidadla, kulhu netirilin, begin de kulhu achidan ba. Come and see, all the camps of above, and all the chariots are all joined one to the other, levels by levels. Those of above and those of below are bound together. And it was explained that it is written, so is this great and wide sea. And the living creatures is over them, which is the nukva, that is from the chest and higher of Zeranpin, that receives from the three living creatures of Zeranpin. And she is the fourth living creature that all receive from, even the chariots of the other side, and the nations of the world. All the multitudes in the camps travel under her command. According to her instructions they travel, and by her word they rest. When she travels, they all travel, because they are all joined to her. Verse 111. Defaro letata abar, lekat meta lehahud chela, ilchon kima diokimna, ma aved abar, vesalik hahu atar, kadisha ila'a dechava mitbar, lekol inun retikin, kevan dehai istalik, hanku kulhu mashiryan, La yakilu ledabra, kevandi nun la yakilu, ahu mimana demitrae, aberu le, mishultane viabar, venura de dalik ukdein shultanuta, petit mitrae itade, Vialda anusa mifne Yisrael memtet, begin de chamu memana de mitraim itokad venura. Come and see, when the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to remove the multitudes of Pharaoh below, He first removed their power as we explained. What did He do? He removed and detached that upper holy place that led all these chariots of the minister of Egypt above, as every chariot was under its command, even those of the other side. As soon as it left, then all the camps and the chariots could not travel. Since they could not, the minister of Egypt was removed from his dominion with a flaming fire, and then the dominion of Egypt was removed. Therefore they said, let us flee from the face of Israel. What is the reason? Because they saw the minister of Egypt burned in fire. Verse 112. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar B'Sha'ata Dekarivu Yisrael Yama Kara Kadish Kadosh Baruch Hu Lamanad Rav Riva Dial Yama Amar Le B'Sha'ata Yavadint Ana Alma Miniti Lach Al Yama Utna Itli Al Yama Diza Memo Mikame Bade Hashta Mata Idana Dia Avrun Banai Begoy Yama Vatar Ma Chitiv Vayashav Hayam Lifnot Boker Le'etadno Ma Le'etano Litna O Dechava Le'bekucha Barichu Kad Barah Al Nama. Rabbi Yitzhak said, when Israel approached the sea, the Holy One, blessed be He, called the minister who was appointed over the sea. He said to him, at the time that I made the world, I appointed you over the sea and conditioned the sea so that its water would split before my children. Now the time has arrived for my children to pass in the midst of the sea. And afterwards it is written, and the sea returned to its strength. The Hebrew is itano, when the morning appeared. What is itano? The condition, Hebrew is tenao, tenao, that it had with the Holy One, blessed be He, when He created the world. Because itano, its strength, is spelled with the same letters as tenao, His condition. Verse 113. Vahavo Yisrael Saran Al Yamad Vahavo Yisrael Haman Galgale Yama Salkin Venachtin Zakfu Enaihu Vechamu Leparo Uluk Luosin Vilev Dechilu V'tza'aku v'ha'itmar hayam ra'a ma'chama yama arona v'yosef kachama v'yarak mikame memtet v'gin diktiv v'yanas v'yetze chachutza v'yalda hayam ra'a v'nanos Upi v'yasar et ofan mar kivotav v'gomer anusab mifne Yisrael mas tama v'gin dechamu ara v'mitzrayim ki'ilu itokad menura v'dein amru anusab mifne Yisrael. The children of Israel were dwelling by the sea and saw the waves rising and falling. They raised their eyes and saw Pharaoh and his multitudes. They feared and cried out, as has already been explained. The sea saw. He asked, what did the sea see? And he answers, it saw the coffin of Yosef and fled from before it. For what reason? Because it is written of Yosef, and fled and went outside. Due to this, the sea saw it and fled. It is written, and he took off their chariot wheels. Let us flee from the face of Israel. What is the reason? It is because they saw the land of Egypt, and it looked as though it was burning with fire. Then they said, let us flee from the face of Israel. Verse 114. Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yosei Chavo Azlei Madura Amar Rebifia Ribiose Savie Malandekad Kuchabariku Baelia Bra Shultanuta Diarala Aved Adiabar Shultanuta Diokon Pirkia Villa Abar Shultana Dilkon Admane Achara Yatre Begin Dila Yegra Shimusha Dilkon Pirkia Begin Lekaima Madiktiv Ulman Di Yitzbe Yitnina Amar Rabbi Yosef Adai Hakihu. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi were traveling in the wilderness. Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Yossi, "Come and I will tell you, when the Holy One, blessed be He, wishes to remove a government on the earth, He does not do it until He removes its dominion in heaven. And He does not remove the dominion in the heaven until He appoints another in its place, so that their service in heaven shall not be lacking, in order to fulfill what is written, and gives it to whomever He will." Rabbi Yossi said, "Certainly it is so." Verse 115. Patach Rabbi Yossi ve'amar, Hashem Adonenu ma adir b'shimcha, v'kol ha'aretz Hashem, Adonenu kad ba'e kucha barichu, Vitavrach ela diamin, okom itkif ine, alaihu vitavar, lon vihabar mika me shultanuta ilkon. Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion saying, "Hashem, our master, how majestic is your name on all the earth." Hashem, our master, means that when the Holy One, blessed be He, wishes to break the power of the heathen nations, He strengthens His judgment over them, breaks them, and removes their dominion from before Himself. Verse 116. Asher tana chodcha al hashamayim asher natata mi ba'ele. O tana chodcha, mahu asher tana chodcha, elada hu raza, edachara, amika, ekola v'david v'ah. Piyute lemin gad, mine al hashamayim, v'dahu asher kada'a ehye. Asher here. Who have set your glory above the heavens? He asked, it should have been written, who have set, or set your glory. Why, who have set your glory? He answers, this is the secret of the river, that is the deepest of all, which is Bina. And David prayed his prayer to draw from it into the heaven, which is Erampin. And this, Asher, which is the name of Bina, is as is written, I will ever be what? I am. The name of God that Moses gave, told, He was given to Moses at the burning bush. Asher Yehi Asher. They're translating it as, I will ever be what I am. Verse 117. Pesha dechai nahara amikta dekola nagid v'nafik al hashamayim Kedin kolad petidu umadronita itatrat Bimalka, Bikol Amin Kuhu Bechidu, Bishult Anuta Diamin, Aakom Itavar, Mikame Matronita, Ugdain Zakfin, Resha Resha Kol Mandi Akidu Ba. At the time that this deepest river, which is Bina, is drawn and goes out from over the heaven, which is Eranpin, then everything is joyous. And the queen, who is Malkut, crowns herself with the king, who is Eranpin, and all the worlds are joyful. The domination of the heathen nations is removed before the queen, and then all who cling to her raise their heads. Ad haki chamu chad barnash, dehava te vechad matula, kame amarabi chia, nezil dilma chai barnash akom hu o am haaretsu, viasir vilishtatfa, vechade biarcha, amarabi yose netiv, Ata v'nachame Vilma gavra rabahu. In the meantime, they saw a man coming with a load in front of him. Rabbi Shia said, "Let us go. Perhaps this man is a heathen or an ignoramus, and it is forbidden to join him on the road." Rabbi Yossi said, "Let us sit here and watch. Perhaps he is a great man." We're running out of time, so I'm going to just start reading in English. There's still a number of pages left.
Okay.
In the meantime, he passed before them and said to them, "At this crossing place, which is dangerous, I need company, for I am afraid to travel alone. I know a different way. Let us turn off from this way. And I wish to say to you, I will not sin against you, and I will not transgress what is written, nor put a stumbling block before the blind. Because you are like blind people on this way, and you must not endanger yourselves." Rabbi Yossi said, "Blessed is the merciful one that we waited here." They joined him. He said to them, "Do not speak anything here until we pass from here." They turned to a different way. Verse 120. After we left that place, he said to them, "On that other path, the dangerous one, a scholarly priest and a layman priest were once traveling. The ignoramus priest rose against him at that place and killed him. From that day and further, anybody who passes that place endangers himself. And robbers of the hills gather there to kill and rob people. Those who are aware of this do not pass there. And the Holy One, blessed be He, demands the blood of that priest every day." Verse 121. He opened the discussion with the verse, "This very day he will halt in Nov." The students of the yeshiva have already explained this. "But I do not say it this way to you because I have learned the secret of the matter. What is this very day? It is written, 'And Aaron took him Elisheva, the daughter of Aminadab, to wife.' And this is the secret regarding the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut called Elisheva, the 7 Sephirot she possesses. Aaron is her attendant who managed her house and serves her and brings her to the king, which is Eranpin, to join them together. From now onwards, every priest who serves in the temple is Malchut's attendant, like Aaron." Verse 122. Achimelech was the supernal high priest, and all priests that were with him were all best men of the queen, which is Malchut. After they were killed, the queen remained alone, without union with Zeranpin. Her attendant was lost, and there was no one to serve her, and manage her house and make her happy, in order to be united with the king. So from that day she went over to the left side and stood lurking over the world. That sin killed Shaul and his sons, and many thousands and tens of thousands of Israel died. It was suspended until Sennacherib came and terrified everyone. Verse 123. Thus the meaning of this very day he will halt in Nov is the supernal day. What is it? This is the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, who lost her attendant, so that she remained without the right to join with, without the right to join with the left, because the priest is the right. And therefore this very day he will halt in Nov to demand judgment for the slaying of Nob, the city of the priests, until through that sin, the verse concludes, and Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one. Verse 124. Come and behold, it is written, Givat Shaul is fled. He asks, why is Shaul mentioned here? And he answers, it is because he killed the priests in Nob and caused that the right arm should be uprooted from the world, as mentioned. Because of this sin, the inhabitants of his dwelling, Givat Shaul, fled from the king of Ashur, which is Assyria. From that day onward, no person passed that place in order not to endanger himself. Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Chiya, did I not say to you that he might be a great man? Verse 125. He opened the discussion saying, happy is the man who finds wisdom. Happy is the man means like us, who found you and learned from you a word of wisdom. And the man who brings forth understanding, like us who waited for you to join with you. Such is a man for whom the Holy One, blessed be he, prepared a treasure on the road, the face of Shekhinah. Referring to this, it is written, but the path of just men is like the gleam of sunlight. They walked on. 126. That man opened the discussion, saying to David a psalm, the earth is Hashem's and the fullness thereof. He asked, to David a psalm is written in one place, and in another place it is written a psalm to David. What is the difference between these? He answers, to David a psalm denotes a psalm that David said about the congregation of Israel, which is Malkut. A psalm to David denotes a psalm that David said about himself. 127. The earth is Hashem's. This is the Holy One, blessed be he, meaning Zeranpin. The earth and the fullness thereof is the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, and all the multitudes that join with her. They are called the fullness thereof, for assuredly it is so, as is written, the whole world is full of his glory. The world and they that dwell in it is the earth below that is called Tevel, and is held by the judgment of above, meaning Malchut. This is what is written, and he will judge the world in righteousness. Whether an individual, a nation, or the whole world, they will be judged according to this judgment, meaning from the judgment of Malchut that is called righteousness. 128. Come and see. Pharaoh was nurtured by this judgment, and so he and all his people perished. After this judgment of Malchut was aroused against them, the minister that was appointed to rule over them was removed. Then all those below perished, as it is written. And he took off their chariot wheels. What is their chariot wheels? Meaning the chariots of Pharaoh. And who is their wheel? The meaning is that minister who rules over them. Therefore they all died in the sea. And why in the sea? Rather, the upper sea, which is Malchut, aroused against them, and they were exterminated by it. Therefore, it is written that they drowned the Ram Sea in the Yam Suf. Rabbi Yossi said, assuredly it is so, and therefore it is written drowned in the Yam Suf, which means the end of the levels, namely Malchut, that they were obliterated by her. 129. Rabbi Chiya said that they drove heavily. What is the meaning of heavily? From here we learn that a person is subsequently led on the path that he chooses to go. By Pharaoh it is written, and the heart of Pharaoh was hard. Literally, it means heavy. In the same manner, the Holy One, blessed be He, led him with actual heaviness. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to him, evil one, you made your heart heavy. I will lead you in a similar way. Therefore, they drove heavily. 130. So that Egypt said, let us flee from the face of Israel. Egypt said, is the minister who is appointed over Egypt, namely their minister in the lofty heavens. Rabbi Yossi said, this is difficult. Since he was already removed from his dominion, how was he able to chase after the children of Israel? 131. He answers, but certainly it is thus. The passage, so that Egypt said, is not their minister, but rather Egypt of below, for Hashem fights for them against Egypt, namely Egypt of above, their minister. Since their power was broken above, their power and might was broken below. Hence it is written, for Hashem fights for them against Egypt. Against Egypt specifically, which is their power above, namely their appointed minister. And as we established above in the place where it says, merely king of Egypt, meaning that Pharaoh is not mentioned, the reference is to the minister who is appointed over Egypt. Here also against Egypt refers to the minister appointed over Egypt, so that Egypt said, let us flee from the face of Israel, refers to the Egypt of below, for they saw that their power and might of above was broken, namely their minister. Verse 132. Come and see, when this congregation of Israel becomes aroused, which is Malchut, all those who are affiliated with her, and all the others of below, namely all the nations, are aroused. The children of Israel are higher above all because they grasp her by the trunk of the tree, meaning when she is connected to Zeranpin, that is called the tree of life. Therefore the children of Israel are more attached to it than all the nations of the world. And when they become aroused to harm the children of Israel, the power of those dominate over them is broken, meaning their ministers above. Verse 133. Come and see. That minister, the governor of Egypt, oppressed Israel for many types of enslavement, as we have established. He was broken first, and then all the kingdoms below were broken. It is written, for Hashem fights for them against Egypt. Indeed, he fights for them. Interesting, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
Elsewhere, I read in the Zohar, it explains that the announcement of the new minister happens on the earth when there's these major events like the tsunami, mm-hmm. major natural events, not man-made. Mm-hmm. The tsunami in 2005 mm-hmm. and in Haiti. Mm-hmm. If you draw a line through the center of the earth, mm-hmm. it tells you what country or what area of the world minister is being changed. So in 2005 the tsunami occurred near Indonesia and so forth, and if you draw a line through the center of the earth, I believe that comes out in Washington D.C.
Really?
The minister of America was changed.
Oh yeah.
And you've seen what's happened in the last 5 years.
Right. Interesting. Wow.
It's amazing what we learn from the Zohar. Let's get off this phone and I'll call you right back.